my arrival in Moscow, you know, as a youngster. What age? 22 years of age. With impressions that one had had, you know, from the reading about revolution, reading about Russia, reading about socialism for ever since I left school at the age of 14. That's 7 years, impressions and pictures and ideas about socialism. Right, when I can remember, you know, vividly, the passage from Berlin on my own, passage from Berlin to Moscow by train, where we, you know, we got I think it was a Polish station, Podolsk or something like that.
Podolsk, could be, yeah.
There we all had to get out of the train, searching of luggage, and we only had transit. I was a transit, you know, to Russia. But there was a thorough search of all everybody's baggage in the train, and even their luggage that was in the luggage compartments was wheeled out right across the snow-covered field to some hut for search. And you know, this was an impression of Polish people. You know, the customs and military bearing of people. Anyway, back on the train, and the train goes to the next stop was Nigaroli, the frontier between Poland and Russia, where everybody had to get off the train because the gauge of the railway was different. And I can remember, you know, this business of the arrival at Nigaroli, because there one saw for the first time, you know, the front here, the Red Army with their it wasn't terribly cold because it was winter and the snow was deep everywhere and so on, but going into this customs place there, I had nothing. I was travelling light. I had a pair of pants and a toothbrush, and that's about all, you know, in my little attaché case. But I had letters, which I was carrying to hand over when I arrived in Moscow from Berlin. And also, I had the Comintern pass. It was a silver. It was a silk passport, really. It was a piece of silk that one had in your waistcoat, you know, with the stamp of the Communist International on it, and countersigned in Berlin. Mm. So I showed this, and you know, they saw it to me. They gave me they gave me a bottle of beer and. And a few bits of meat and a lump of bread to take on the train, because the train, you know, it's unlike the train from Berlin to Nigaroli, where there was a restaurant on there and you could get food. Right, from Nigaroli to Moscow, you was on your jack, as far food wise, what you had. So anyway, they saw me, you know, they gave me sustenance to get me to Moscow, and so one was looking out, you know, this was Russia, vast expanse covered in snow. There in the distance was the wooden buildings of the villages that you pass, you know, and so on. Anyway, ultimately arrived in Moscow.